For good luck? Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Are ready? Calling the meeting back to order and ask Mr. Winthrop to come up and rebut.
Well, just a few words in regard to the previous speaker. And we're a non-profit organization, and we work with seniors, and we certainly understand the concerns that the residents would have. We appreciate the effort that went forth on the petition regarding the rezoning of the land, and we'd like the people in the area to know that we will work with them. We're not confrontational, and we like to have an open dialogue in terms of putting together a property that is going to work for them and for us. In terms of the reason for the rezoning is that we need more units in order to provide the services that we see for this property in terms of the amenities, the social programming, the living space that really we don't see it as an apartment building. We see it as a community, and in order to do that, there's efficiencies involved in the size of the building, and then that's just a fact of life. And so it has, you know, we look at it and think, well, we need to rezone it to get to a higher density in order to provide those kind of services that I think are supportive of the community. So that's my that's my comments and regards. So thank you very much.
The first speaker spoke about the, and the second speaker as well, about the toboggan hill. I believe tobogganing is important for people in Chanticleer tonight. It hears. There's a hill on other sides that the people can use to go tobogganing. The east side, the south side, the north side. We'd be looking to be happy to try to accommodate it on the west side to continue that tradition of sliding. The green space is, once again, important for us as well. We'd be looking to certainly provide enhancements to the park. We're required as part of rezoning to pay land dedication for not committing for the change in land use from the higher density. We'd be happy to see that those monies spent into the park. We'd be happy to do any kind of landscaping plan that would also enhance the park. Some of the items that were expressed at the public hearing was to include on working in partnership with the City of Winnipeg, some common park space, a garden, vegetable garden, a flower garden for sitting for seniors. I know tobogganing is important, but there could be some passive spaces for people to sit in and enjoy and read a book. We'd be happy to work with the City of Winnipeg to see something happen between our property and their property along the boundaries. The first speaker also spoke about traffic along Wood Lake. I can't really add anything more than that. There's vehicle traffic on lots of streets in Winnipeg. I guess this beauty is in the eye of the beholder. One car might be too many for one person. 5 cars, 10 cars, I'm not sure. Noise from garbage trucks. We'd be looking to our existing garbage containers at the north east side of the building, of the existing on the back lane. We would be maintaining that facility and looking for our garbage to be exiting at the existing location. We're not moving any garbage, you know, containers any closer to that resident. The second speaker also spoke of radon gas and underground parking. There is no intention to build underground parking. I know many developers in Winnipeg. I've yet to meet one who really can afford it to do underground parking. It costs about $25,000 to $30,000 a stall to go underground parking. For seniors housing that's supposed to be affordable, that is just not a reality. It's not a, that would be an economic challenge for a for-profit developer. Once again, there was a concern about the loss of tobogganing. There's other sides of the hill. drainage, we have to do something called a log grading plan that has to be approved by the City of Winnipeg engineers. We'd have to install catch basins in our parking lot. We'd have to be catching some of the water coming off the park, going into then to the pipe to prevent that overland flooding that's happening in the springtime. Property values, that has come up many times in many public hearings over a number of years. I've yet to see a study showing that property values are affected negatively. If anything, I've seen property values in North Kadonan, where a number of these structures have been approved over the last few years, actually increase. Everybody's property values are going across in Winnipeg because there's a demand for housing, as pointed out in our needs and assessment, and there's a lack of supply for housing, especially for seniors' housing. Regarding change in the community, we see this as a very positive change. There's been a number of seniors' buildings constructed way out on Plessy's Road. That's fine for the west end of Transcona. This is the east end of Transcona. People shouldn't have to move out to North Kadonan, St. Boniface, Plessy's Road to find housing. They should be able to live in their own community, to grow old, age in place, to continue shopping at the stores, knowing the neighbors they've lived with for many years, continue going to their churches and service facilities. So we see this as a positive change to be able to allow people to age in place and to stay in the community. I hope I've captured many of the comments or concerns that the two speakers brought forward. Once again, to echo the volunteer board, we would like to continue on dialogue with the residents. I understand they're all here tonight. We still want to see something happen on these lands, but we respect the community committee. And moving forward, there are no hard feelings. We still want to hear what their comments are and feedback of what's going to happen on these lands in terms of a building design, landscape design, however we can continue to address their issues and give them information about construction, when units will be available, etc. Thank you very much for the committee's patience tonight for hearing our presentation.
Much. I think you addressed all the issues, sir. But I don't know if you have any questions, sir.
Yeah, a few questions. Mr. Wintrup and Mr. Kingsley? So how many units is your plan proposing at this site?
On the rezoned land, we were looking at approximately 72 units.
72?
Yeah.
72 units. And are those all one-bedroom, two-bedroom? What are those? What's the breakdown?
Sorry?
What's the breakdown between?
Breakdown would probably be, and conceptually I would say about 70% two bedrooms and the balance one bedrooms.
And the balance 30% one bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are these going to be, rentals? Are these going to be condo style? What sort of construction are we talking?
Well, the plan would be as a multi-family building, a rental building.
Pardon me?
It would be as a rental building.
A rental?
Yes.
Okay. And what were the rents going to be at? At this, in terms of your plan?
It all depends on construction costs, but I would imagine the two bedrooms would be around the $950 to $1,050 per month range. Utilities would be extra. And the one bedrooms would probably be around the $750 to $850 per month range.
Mm-hmm. And that's obviously without any sort of that's without any sort of subsidy.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. So the provincial government, as you alluded to, has issued a request for proposals, an RFP for affordable seniors housing. Are you submitting an application for said proposal?
We will pursue that avenue. Yeah, and we'll see if we can take advantage of it. We'll also pursue rent geared to income and rental subsidies from Manitoba Housing and Renewal. And the idea would be that a maximum of 25% of the units would be allocated to Manitoba Housing through a rent subsidy program of some kind. That's another avenue.
Just out of curiosity, why go the route of a 6 to 7 story based on the building code of Manitoba. 6 to 7 story building requires concrete construction, if I'm not mistaken, versus if you were to be rezoning for RMFM, which is medium density, which would be approximately 4 stories, which would allow you to build a wood frame constructed building.
I'll answer that question. The Manitoba Building Code allows a construction up to 59 feet before it's considered high-rise construction. So you can still use concrete and wood on a structure of this size. Once again, we're not pursuing a tall building. It's about the number of dwelling units per square foot. The RFM medium category does not provide the number of dwelling units that can be afforded here. Also, with being able to go with a building more than 4 stories, as seniors, the market, they like to have indoor parking. We can't, it's too expensive to go underground. We're not going to build a parking structure, so we can actually park on the ground floor and build a building on top of it, residential, of one ground floor parking, and then 4 or 5 stories of residential above it. You can actually use concrete on the ground floor for the parking and then do 4 or 5 stories of wood frame construction. But the pricing point these days for wood construction and concrete, you have to fireproof it. When this project gets going sometime down the road, it might be the same price. It might be cheaper to go with concrete. And actually, in Ontario, they're looking at pursuing changing the building code to allow up to 6 stories wood frame construction. But I don't know if those discussions are occurring in Manitoba. But it's more to the idea is to accommodate the number of dwelling units on the land, not so much the height of a building.
But, okay, I guess would, could, should is fine. But the reality is what we're dealing with today. And the reality is we know that concrete construction drives your cost up versus a wood frame construction. We also know that the provincial RFP has directly connected to it a per-door rental restriction if you're going to be eligible for their funding, which you could only probably be successful at if you were to build wood frame construction. That is what people are telling me in the industry. It's not myself, it's coming from others. So the question would be, if you are, which you've indicated, interested in pursuing the provincial grant for affordability, which is a great thing because there's a need for affordable seniors housing, why are we even talking today of a 6 or 7 story building?
Well, just to go back to the provincial RFP, correct me on. Yeah, if you want to answer that question, it's pretty limited, actually.
Hi, Councillor. I have reviewed the RFP and sat with Manitoba Housing on this. Masonry construction, you're quite right, it is running more expensive than wood, roughly $10,000 per suite, just for structural. The fire code issue with wood frame now is becoming a bit of a problem in as much as double drywall requirements and stuff like that. But we feel for a 25-year to 30-year mortgage, the cost for that $10,000 works out to only about $5 or $6 per suite per month. And for the long-term quality, we believe it's worthwhile. We will do the numbers on both wood frame and concrete. But at this point in time, we have a concrete building. My background's with Mar West that does primarily all concrete buildings. And we think it's a better quality for the long run. So that's why we're favoring it, but not locked into it.
You're aware that the provincial RFP that's now out there, the request for proposals, does not require you to have land that is zoned at this particular moment to make an application?
As I understand it, and I had a brief discussion today, actually, they would like the proposal deadline is coming up in about a month. If we don't have the land zoned for this, we will still apply, but the likelihood of getting it is reduced considerable. If you don't have a land suitable, if we don't have land suitable by zoning, our likelihood of getting it prepared before the Treasury takes that RFP off the desk is limited. So
you have to have land identified. It just doesn't,
yes.
It doesn't need to necessarily be zoned.
Zoning
could be a condition of the application, which many plan on doing, from what I understand.
You're quite right. The land is identified. but the whole proposal that we're putting forward and its economy of scale depends on getting a fair number of units.
I hear what you're saying, but yeah. wouldn't it be wiser then, in light of the fact that it does, you know, that you want to obviously build an affordable housing yes. structure for seniors, making it truly affordable, wouldn't it be wise at this point to pull back and withdraw your application, make the application for affordable housing possibly on the entire site, and then come forward with something that's more comprehensive so we know exactly what we're dealing with rather than a pig in a poke right now?
That is a fair point, and we did review that. To do the full site, we'd be threatening the existing tenants who we'd prefer not to disturb just yet. We'd like to see that done as a second stage some considerable years down the road. Mm-hmm.
I just feel that it's far better to be, you know, upfront and frank and just say, can you look at this is what we're doing, this is what we're realistically doing, especially when I saw a picture of a building, which was a 6 or 7 story building, right. which I could have pulled off of the back of any 6 or 7 building application that comes through this committee from any part of the city.
Councillor, you're absolutely right. There's all kinds of 6-story buildings.
Yeah.
Our existing carriage house building is a 6-story building. That's not its picture, but it's close enough. That is an all-masonry building. It's very successful, and it's successful because of the type of management we have, and the quality of management we have somewhat relates to the amenity space we have and the way we use it. We're not your normal apartment block operator, although both of us have operated several thousands of units. We're looking for a certain quality, which we know from a gerontology viewpoint, and we have our own gerontologists on our board, will work very well for this community. And the 25 people that came from the community to look at Carriage House were very favorably impressed.
Who is your architect?
We do not have one yet.
Oh, you don't have an architect?
No. No, we're trying to get the zoning out of the way before we do our search for an architect.
Right. What would be a concern, I think it's a legitimate concern raised by residents in terms of the hill and the impact of kids sliding? How do you plan to mitigate against that other than just putting a sign saying don't slide?
Well,
which kids don't tend to read?
With a good landscape architect, I'm quite convinced, having a lot of respect for that skill, that we could probably work with the city and come up with a slide system that's much more interesting than the one they have now, and that avoids crashing into our parking lot or our building and still gives lots of length. We'd invest in that.
Yeah.
I think we might be taking up at most one quadrant of the hill. At most, more likely an eighth or a tenth.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to pull any punches with you gentlemen that say that I'm disappointed because of the fact that I think you have an opportunity here because of the RFP that's before us today, because of the provincial funding that's available, because I don't think you necessarily have a community that would be opposed to doing something different here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I like to see something that's a little bit more firm, and when I hear you say you don't have an architect, it tells you you're wasting my time.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, no. The RFP only came out in mid-February, so...
No, I know when the RFP came up, yeah. But I mean, you know what, a lot could be done since mid-February. That's 2 months. So, anyway.
No, appreciate your comments, Councillor.
Yeah.
I don't have other questions.
More? Are you ready to move a motion?
Yeah. I'm going to move that the matter with respect to the statute requirements have been complied with.
All of us in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Move that received public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Aye. Both carried.